Never had a chance to ask if you had plans. The stakeout on the Bynes case went to after 0300. Did you get him? Walked right into my arms. Blissed on dreamers and a marathon VR session. She smiled, but it was the hunter's smile, dark and feral. Murdering little bastard came along like my personal droid. Well, then. He patted her shoulder before rising. He stepped down from the platform into the dressing area, where he pondered a selection of jackets. And today, reports to file? I'm off today. Oh. Distracted, he turned back, a gorgeous silk jacket in deep charcoal in his hand. I can reschedule some of my afternoon if you'd like. Which would be, Eve mused, a bit like a general rescheduling battles. In Rourke's world, business was a complicated and profitable war. I'm already booked. The scowl snuck back on her before she could stop it. Shopping, she muttered. Wedding dress. Now he smiled, quickly, easily. From her, such plans were a declaration of love. No wonder you're so cranky. I told you I'd see to it. I'll pick out my own wedding dress, and I'll buy it myself. I'm not marrying you for your damn money. Smooth and elegant as the jacket he slipped on, he continued to smile. Why are you marrying me, Lieutenant? Her scowl deepened, but he was, above all, a patient man. Want a multiple choice? Because you never take no for an answer. She stood, shoving her hands into the front pockets of her jeans. You only get a half point for that. Try again. Because I've lost my mind? That won't win you the trip for two to Tropic World on Star 50. A reluctant smile tugged at her lips. Maybe I love you. Maybe you do. Content with that, he crossed back to her and laid his hands on her strong shoulders. How bad can it be? You can pop a few shopping programs into the computer, look at dozens of suitable dresses, order in what appeals to you. That was my idea, she rolled her eyes. Mavis ditched it. Mavis? He paled a bit. Eve, tell me you're not going shopping with Mavis. His reaction brightened her mood a little. She has this friend. He's a designer. Dear Christ. She says he's mag. Just needs a break to make a name for himself. He has a little workshop in Soho. Let's elope. Now. You look fine. Her grin flashed. Scared? Terrified. Good. Now we're even. Delighted to be on level footing, she leaned in and kissed him. Now you can worry about what I'll be wearing on the big day for the next few weeks. Gotta go. She patted his cheek. I'm meeting her in 20 minutes. Eve? Rourke grabbed for her hand. You wouldn't do something ridiculous. She tugged her way free. I'm getting married, aren't I? What could be more ridiculous? She hoped he stewed over it all day. The idea of marriage was daunting enough, but a wedding? Clothes, flowers, music, people? It was horrifying. She zipped downtown on Lex, braking hard and muttering curses at a sidewalk vendor who encroached on the lane with his smoking glide cart. The traffic violation was bad enough, but the scent of overcooked soy dogs hit her nervous stomach like lead. The rapid cab behind her broke the inner city noise pollution code by blasting his horn and shouting curses through his speaker. A group, obviously tourists, loaded down with palm cams, CompuMaps, and binocs, gaped stupidly at the whizzing traffic. Eve shook her head as a quick-fingered street thief elbowed through them. When they got back to their hotel, they were going to find themselves several credits poorer. If she'd had the time and a place to pull over, she might have given the thief a chase. But he was lost in the crowd and a block across town on his air skates before she could blink. That was New York, she thought with a faint smile. Take it at your own risk. She loved the crowds, the noise, the constant frantic rush of it. You were rarely alone, but never intimate. That's why she'd come here so many years ago. No, she wasn't a social animal, but too much space and too much solitude made her nervous. She'd come to New York to be a cop, because she believed in order, needed it to survive. Her miserable and abusive childhood, with all its blank spaces and dark corners, couldn't be changed. But she had changed. She had taken control, had made herself into the person some anonymous social worker had named Eve Dallas. Now she was changing again. In a few weeks, she wouldn't just be Eve Dallas, Lieutenant,